This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome to tonight's shiur. This is part two, but it's a standalone shiur. Last week we discussed the health and well-being in the eyes of Chazal, and now part two is exercise in the eyes of the Chazal. That's a very, very interesting topic. It was related to last week's parasha of Yerapeh Yerapeh, that Mikan, the Gemara says, Mokama, Shenitin Rishus, Leroyfe, Lerapeis. But it's a good segue to discuss matters medical. So we mentioned last week the importance of good health, of well-being, etc. The Rambam has a lot to say on it. And we mentioned, importantly, the purpose of exercise. It shouldn't be an exercise in vanity, of measuring muscles and who knows what, but rather this is a godly exercise, as it were. It says the Rambam, if you look at paragraph 3, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golka@gmail.com. In Hilchos Deos, Perek Gimel, Halachas Beis and Gimel, the Rambam says, just to give us focus as to what the purpose, the objective of exercise is, Tzarech Adam Sheichav and Nibbe V'chol Maisav Kulam Leidis Hashem Baruch Hu Bilvat. Really, the purpose is to live a godly existence, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to learn Torah, to keep Torah, mitzvahs, etc. V'yiyash shivtei v'kumei v'diburei hakol u'mazeh. And therefore, a purpose, a Jew has a singular objective in life, and that is to live a life of Torah and mitzvahs. Hamanig atzmei al-pi ha-refu. And therefore, a person who lives a life based on good health, shiyei guf v'sholem v'chozok, that his body should be healthy and well, k'dei shetiyeh nafsho yeshara l'da'asas Hashem, that he should be able to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'iyev she'yovim v'yistakel b'chachmas v'hura v'chayle ha'echol mevarav kov. Because a person, Rachmanis Tzlan, is unwell, is sick, he can't really function, he can't learn properly, he can't think straight, and it's hard to perform mitzvahs properly. Nimtza, now this is the powerful idea. Hamahalech b'derech zu kol yomov, someone who conducts himself with this way, he exercises, he looks after himself. Oyvedes Hashem tomit. That is part of his Avodas Hashem. And in other words, yes, of course, my primary focus for a man is to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs, etc. But really, a holistic Yiddishkeit is to understand that it's all part of Avodas Hashem. And therefore, going, you know, exercising is part of that. That a person tries to keep good health and good exercise, that's part of his Avodas Hashem. And therefore, he says, afilu b'shashu yoshein, etc. Even when a person is sleeping, that could be part of his Avodas Hashem. And that's what we mentioned last week, that if a person sleeps on average, you know, between 6 and 8 hours a night, that's years and years asleep in bed. Do you get rewarded for that? The answer is, it depends on your intention. If this is part of your Avodas Hashem, to recharge the battery so you can function well the next day, then absolutely. And that's, as he finishes off, he says, that's b'chol drochech odoehu, that's pshat, perhaps, says the Rambam in Shleim HaMelech, saying b'chol drochech odoehu. Okay, now that was, we mentioned last week, and now we're going to just focus more on exercise. The Shulchan Aruch prescribes any dangerous activity, and I'm sure that if Chazal were writing, you know, some of their mamarim today, they would be worried about the sedentary lives that people live in the 21st century. That obesity is a crisis that is facing the Western world, and it's largely due to bad eating and also lack of exercise. And I'm sure that Chazal would include this somehow in the legislation against dangerous activities, and they would also include mental health, the importance of focusing on that and having a, you know, clear to whatever they would prescribe. But we spoke about it a bit last week from the Sefer Hasidim, etc., etc. Now, let's focus specifically on exercise. There seems to be contradictory viewpoints in Chazal. Now, I'll tell you what I mean. If you look at paragraph 7 on the next page, because I think we got up to this point last week, there is a Gemara in Ksubas. Take a look at paragraph 7. Very interesting Gemara. Ksubas Samach Beisum Dalef. Rabbi Avo Havakoi Beibani. Rabbi Avo once was going to the bathhouse. Havasom Chile Tre Avdi. And he had two servants, two shamosim, two chaperones who were helping him, sort of schlepping him along. Ifchis Beibani Mitute. The bathhouse floor sort of opened up, it caved in. Isramile Amuda Salik Vaskinun. He was so strong the Rav Avo was so strong that he sort of latched on to a beam, to a big pillar of the building, and he was able to schlep his two avodim up with him. He saved them. A similar story, Rabbi Yochanan have a kosalik bedarga, he was going up a staircase, have a somchile Rav Ami Rav Asi, and Rav Ami Rav Asi was supporting him, were helping him move. If chasa darga tute, and similarly, the stairwell sort of collapsed underneath him, underneath them, salik vaskin, and again, similarly, Rabbi Yochanan was able to take his two Hashamosim, Rav Ami Rav Asi, and he was able to save them. So the Gemara asked the obvious question. Since they were so strong and healthy and fit, why did he need two people to chaperone him, to sort of schlep him in and out, that he shouldn't exert himself? He said to them, if I use up my strength in my early years, what am I going to save for my later years? Now that's a very interesting concept. That is not what modern medical science understands. On the contrary, they say it's important to exercise, to jog, to run, whatever the exercise may be, in order to have a healthy old age. So that, you know, one lives to that, to a long and healthy life. So what does he mean that it seems to be a negative perspective about exercise? I'm not going to exert myself at all because I have to conserve my energy for my older age. Okay. Now, this is borne out in Yerushalmi as well. Perhaps. Because the Yerushalmi says, look at this is the next box in paragraph 7. Shmuel mitten ma'aris la'aris. Shmuel was carried from one place to another. Now, what does that mean? If you look at the Pnei Moshe is one of the primary commentaries on the Yerushalmi. So he says, Shmuel mitten, hoy meniach es atzmoy, he allowed himself, l'toyanoy, b'kisei mishchuna l'shchuna. That he was carried in a chair, like a sedan chair, from one neighborhood to the next. Okay? So in other words, we'll see why. Maybe because he's a very delicate person, he's very fastidious, and therefore it's difficult for him to walk himself. No. That Shmuel is actually more healthy, he's fitter than me and you. And that's not why he does it. The stones upon which we sat in our youth, they're waging war with us in our old age. Now, let's look at the Pnei Moshe to see how he understands this. Avonim sheyashavnu aleinu. Yeah, the third line of the Pnei Moshe. V'lo hirgashnu klum. What we did in our young years, that we exercised, we exerted ourselves, and we didn't feel it. You have a teenager who can run and walk, he doesn't feel it the next day, he just keeps going. That will come back to wage war against us in our old age, Koloma. It will come back to bite us when we're older. That which we exerted ourselves in our younger years. Derech Eretz, but it's coming to teach us good practice. Shetzorich lishmer atzma b'mei naras. The person should take care in his younger years not to exert himself. V'av she'in amarkish b'dova. Even if he exerts himself and he says, what's the big deal? I don't feel it. I can go for a run. I can exercise and it doesn't seem to take anything away from me. V'pnei she'sofer li'es margish b'mei hazikna. It will come back in your older years. So even though Shmuel was strong and healthy, so he held back from exerting himself to conserve energy for his older years, etc. And that's similar to what we saw with Rav Avoh, as per the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, the Bavli and Ksubas. Now, it seems to be that Chazal have quite a negative perspective about exercise. On the contrary, you shouldn't walk from place to place. They were carried. Why? Says the Pnei Moshe to conserve their energy. This difficulty, as it were, was put to the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer was dying in Waldenberg. He was one of the great poskim of recent times. He passed away about 20, 30 years ago. Dying in Waldenberg was also the poskim in Shaarei Tzedek. A lot of his tshuvas are medically focused, but he was one of the, you know, one of the acclaimed poskim of recent times. Now, he has a question. If you look in the final box on the page, this is Shvat Tovshin Nun Hei. So this is 1995. L'mechubodi ha-gadol d'gomev v'sovech chochum rav yiskri ha-refi ha-mulo Professor Abraham, a very famous doctor in Shari Tzedek. And Dr. Abraham, Professor Abraham, writes to the Tzitz Eliezer with our question. What's going on? He said, you know, they seem to suggest that exercise is not a healthy activity. So look what he says. 3 points. Paragraph Aleph. Mashenitvas kvoide, what his honor wrote, Professor Abraham wrote, b'soif tvar, at the end of his letter, mashehikshe be'ikam Shmuel. The question really is from this Yerushalmi, because Shmuel, Godel Shaharifim, he was one of the great doctors. So Shmuel, of everyone, should have known better, perhaps, because he was a medical man. Hine miguf divra Yerushalmi ein heichocho shehisnagoso heyozeh kedei laniach keichel eizikno. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, if you actually look at the Yerushalmi, it doesn't actually say that he was conserving his energy for his old age. Raka Pnei Moshe u'mefarash kein. It's the Pnei Moshe who understood the Gemara in that way. Avri tochin deloy kein. But maybe that's not pshat. Maybe Eliyesh leimat hisnai kocha mishum kovad ha-Torah shebay. It was kovad ha-Torah. You know, lahavdil, imagine royalty. When they would be traveling from one place to the next, they'd be carried, or they'd go in a fancy car, they'd be carried in days of old in a sedan chair. It's not because they're conserving their energy, maybe they'd go for a walk in the afternoon. But it's just that it's the honorable thing to do for Malchus. Well, so too, Man Malchi Rabbonon, for Shmuel to be knowing like this, that's a demonstration of Kovod HaTorah. Hashem Mishum Kach Nitan Adei Bnei Odom Me'eres Teres Kedei Lechalik Kovod HaTorah, to demonstrate Kovod HaTorah. So it doesn't necessarily, the Yerushalmi is not necessarily a proof to this point. It's just that the Pnei Moshe interprets it like that, but you don't have to interpret it like that. Base, next paragraph in the Tzitz Eliezer, or may uvda drubavo yeshleimet the Harambam somaches dvarv mulz alze amal des negezem meseches gitin samach zayin on a base. The Rambam has got to deal with contradictory Gemaras, conflicting Gemaras. On one hand, there is a Gemara in Ksuba samach base. Yes, that's clear that they were conserving their energy for old age. But yet there are other Gemaras which seem to be more positive towards exercise. For example, the Gemara in Gittin Samach Zayin on the base, it says over there, if Sheshes the Asik B'Kshuri, he would carry beams, Rashi explains. And he said, that exercise, work, is great because it heats up the body. Now the Rambam therefore had a problem. Which Gemara do I go like? The Yerushalmi says the Sicilians is not a problem. We can explain that. That's Kovod HaTorah. That's why he was being schlepped from one place to another. But what about the Bavli? The Gemara in Ksuba seems to say that they were conserving energy for old age. But yet the Gemara in Gittin seems to say that it's a positive thing to exercise and to exert yourself. So the Rambam had that problem. The Rambam favored the Gemara in Gittin because he was pro-exercise. He felt that was the right approach. But he was grappling with the same conflict within Chazal. Now, Dalit. Finally, the third and final point he says in paragraph Dalit, a very important point. Let me just tell you a klal. There is a klal that extracting medical knowledge from the Gemara is a difficult exercise because there's a concept of nishtane hagufa hateva, which means the very physical makeup, physically, emotionally, and the world has just changed since the times of Chazal. So therefore, you can't say what was good practice then is necessarily good practice now. The world has changed, the body has changed, and therefore you can't extract specific information. V'im kein, ein lahakshus m'mashem motzinu bizman kodem shoye bezeh acheres, it was a different world. And the Rambam, when he wrote lots of medical advice, was talking about best medical practice of his day. And therefore, what emerges from this Tzitz Eliezer is a very important point, that you have to act according to the best medical knowledge of your day. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says the same thing. So therefore, yes, we may see contradictory views in Chazal, and the Gemara in Ksuba seems to say that it's better to conserve energy and not to exert yourself. The Gemara in Gittin says otherwise. The Rambam favored the latter because he felt that was the correct according to the medical knowledge of his day. But the underlying point is you have to go according to the medical knowledge of your day. And it's clear that the medical knowledge of today suggests that having a healthy lifestyle in terms of diet, in terms of mental health, and in terms of physical health is critically important. And therefore, it's very important to make sure that a person does engage in exercise, and one has to be careful. You know, there are halachic issues as well, going to a mixed gym or swimming or whatever it may be, but it can be done in a kosher way, and whatever that may be, and I'm not a doctor, and anyone has to get guidance, and you have to follow the best medical practice of the day. But certainly some cardiovascular exercise and whatever it may be, stretches and weights, and maybe that's actually very important. And as the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, we saw in the first sheet, this is actually part of a person's avodas Hashem. And if a person therefore goes for a walk, or a fast walk, or whatever it may be, or engages in some sort of sport in a kosher way, this with that intention, it could be very much part of his avodas Hashem. So, to sum up, health, well-being, and exercise in the eyes of Chazal, it's a very important point, and the underlying issue, one has to very much focus on the best medical knowledge of the day. But certainly with regard to well-being and mental health and things like that, and physical exercise, it would seem that there is actually not only an imperative to do it, but also it could be very much part of a person's avodas Hashem.
That could be an idea that people do a lot of exercise,
absolutely. And there was, I read recently, there was a long distance runner who recently collapsed, or I think he passed away, a world record breaker. I can't remember exactly the details, but it just caught my eye. My father, Zichron Roch, used to say everything in moderation, especially moderation. Yeah. Right, so that's, I think, the point. Best medical practice would be to whatever it is, half an hour a day or something like that. Tennis players that you mentioned, they may be spending hours and hours a day, and therefore that brings its own problems. But again, it has to be seen from a Jewish perspective as part of Avodas Hashem. So to suggest that you're spending 10 hours a day exercise, clearly that's excessive. It needs to be part of a holistic way, of a holistic Yiddishkeit. And therefore, you have to, and everyone has to know at a different stage in life and what they're able to do. And that is appropriate. So if you get the good guidance, and it's half an hour a day, 45 minutes a day, an hour, whatever it may be, three, four, five times a week, whatever it may be, then that is part of his avodas Hashem. But I agree with you, excess is beyond that. And we're not talking about, like I said, about measuring biceps and being the fastest and the fittest. And it's moderation and balance is also very important.
Yeah, I mean, my husband's mother, that generation, they did a lot of physical work.
That's right.
But they got old, young.
Right, okay, but the world was very different, and there were other factors as well. But we do live in a very... look, even in days of old, when you would make a cup of tea, and we're going back not that long, but it means going to the well or to the river and bringing the water. There was no indoor plumbing. And making a cup of tea was... Yeah. You burned a lot of calories just by making a cup of tea. Nowadays, it's a different world. Say that. Okay, we'll leave it there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.